It sounds like a silly comedy. Two men are sitting at an outdoor cafe in an unremarkable French town when suddenly a rhinoceros runs down the street, and then there's another. What's going on? It's absurd, right? But is it silly? No, not at all. Eugene Ionesco's 1959 play, Rhinoceros, at ACT's Geary Theater through June 23rd, may look like a comedy. You may even laugh like it's a comedy, but as we learn watching the play, there's a lot more going on. Berenger, the protagonist, is kind of an everyman, sloppy, ill at ease in his own skin, a bit of a heavy drinker. As the play begins, he's being taken to task by his intellectual friend Eugene for his attitude and his demeanor, when suddenly there it is, the rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros was written in the shadow of fascism in Europe.
Frank Galati, director of this production.
Ionesco was looking back at his childhood at a time when Europe is being infected by the disease of Nazism.
As we learn, one by one, the townspeople are becoming rhinoceroses.
The idea of a malady is exactly what Ionesco is talking about. The wave of contagion is a result in Ionesco's own personal life of the fact that when he was a young man in France, he and his girlfriend, who became his wife, and a circle of friends, they were all succumbing to the propaganda.
David Breitbart is brilliant as the befuddled and depressive Berenger. Matt DeCaro was also superb as Eugene. The rest of the cast are all very strong, particularly Rona Figueroa as Berenger's girlfriend Daisy, and Danny Shea as his boss, Mr. Papillon. Director Frank Galati keeps the action moving through judicious editing. You don't have to be hit on the head to know this is a play about what happens when fascism rears its ugly head. Think of that uncle who watches Fox News, the cousin who voted for Trump, the parents you can no longer speak with.
My friend is an intellectual. My friend is a scientist. My friend is a poet. My friend is my girlfriend. They're all becoming rhinoceroses.
Rhinoceros by Eugene Ionesco, directed by Frank Galati, plays at ACT's Geary Theater through June 23rd. For more information, you can go to act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.